This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. RTD will spend $8 million studying a scaled-down plan for passenger rail service between Denver, Boulder, and Longmont. That project dates back to 2004, when voters approved a sales tax increase to fund rail expansion across the Denver metro. The Boulder line was pushed off by decades as RTD ran out of money. RTD board member Eric Davidson says the agency still can't afford to build a line on its own, but the new study could help land some big outside help.
This is about seeing whether we can possibly align ourselves with a moonshot opportunity with Front Range Passenger Rail and some potential federal dollars.
The study is expected to take 2 years. The train line was originally supposed to open in 2014. Mesa County Commissioners have approved a new contract for Dominion voting machines after the county's existing machines were decertified due to a security breach involving the county clerk. The vote came after a large crowd turned out to ask the county to do a hand count in its fall election instead of using ballot scanners. Commissioner Janet Rowland tried to reassure people there will be checks in place to make sure the vote is accurate.
We'll add the feature of all ballot images being scanned and posted online. That's part of the agreement today. You all can see every ballot cast and count them yourselves.
Commissioner Scott McInnes said the board has not been in touch with the clerk, Tina Peters, who left the state just before the investigation began. Her whereabouts are currently unknown. McInnes said she needs to come back to Colorado and do her job. This is CPR and KRCC. Denver is at 65 degrees right now. The high today will be a sunny 90. Meanwhile, in Colorado Springs, it is 74 degrees and fair. The high will be a very bright and sunny 91 degrees. Thanks for listening. There is more to come. This hour, we're listening to 1A.